At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Uncensored Podcast. I'm your host, Carter Haas, and I'm here with our two very special guests today. Starting at defense, the muscle ball himself at 5'7", 200 pounds, Jack El Jefe McKiernan.
How about 5'8", 170 next time?
Close enough.
Thanks for having us on.
Okay. And then starting for the intramural basketball team at Kentucky, astonishing 6'4". 175 pounds, Clay Crutzinger.
Thanks for having me, Haas.
Yeah, a little bit thicker than that.
So, yep, we got the boys on our podcast today. Sadly, Wick could not make it today. He is in South Carolina on a little vacation before school, so he will be back for the next episode. So, are you right into this with some questions for Mr. McKiernan?
Hell yeah,
okay.
Let's go.
So, Jack. You know, obviously you committed to Transy for lacrosse. It's been your sport. Mm-hmm. So, was there ever a time where you thought, huh, maybe I don't want to play college lacrosse. Maybe I just want to go to college, just have fun. Like, was there ever a point that crossed through your mind?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I didn't really think about playing college lacrosse, like, my freshman and sophomore year. I kind of just started thinking about it, like, when I started getting recruited, like, summer going into junior year. And then, I started looking at schools, but a bunch of my friends I know were going to UK, so at first it was, like, kind of hard to convince myself that I wanted to play. But, I don't know, eventually just over, like, playing during the season and then playing more summer just, like, with my buddies, like, I realized that it's probably best if I played in college just because, you know, it would give me, like, a reason to do good in school and not just, you know, like, slack off and do whatever I want.
Yeah, so, like, did your parents, like, did they want you to play lacrosse, or did they, like, if you want to play, it's fine, but if you don't want to play, like...
No, yeah, they definitely wanted me to play. Like, I think, like, as I started, kind of narrowing, like, my schools down, they like, wanted me to make a choice, and, yeah, I took a little bit long to make the choice, honestly, but, and, you know, I was just trying to kind of feel things out, but definitely they did want me to play. Yeah, they've always... supported me, like, sports after high school.
Yeah. So, what are you looking forward to most at Trinity, like, lacrosse and just, like, school-wise?
Honestly, I'm looking forward to, like, just playing college lacrosse with, like, a bunch of guys that I know is going to be, like, definitely a step up in competition from the high school level. Like, just guys in college are just bigger, faster, stronger. So, definitely, like, excited about that. And just meeting new people and, like, I know that, like, I'm going there with Andrew Welch and Robbie, who you guys know. And so, like, it's just us three. We don't really know anyone else. Like, we've met a couple guys. But, so, yeah, it'll be fun to, like, meet new people from out of state and whatever.
Mm-hmm. So, were there any other colleges that you were looking at playing lacrosse at besides Transy? Or was Transy just, like, your main option?
Well, yeah, at first I was looking at, like, really four schools, Transy, Center, the school called Aurora, which is a D3 school, like, close to Chicago. And then a school called Baldwin Wallace, which is a D3 school in Cleveland, Ohio. And, I visited both those schools, the Chicago and Cleveland one, but I just, like, wanted to stay closer to home because, I don't know. I just didn't want to have to drive, like, 7 hours every time I was coming home and then, like, going back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's take a look back at your college, I mean your Trinity lacrosse career. What would you say your greatest accomplishment for lacrosse-wise at Trinity was?
Honestly, I would say, I don't know, probably we made it to state 3 times. We never really got it done, but, you know, it was cool to be there. And we also, I would say probably beating St. X our senior year during the regular season. I know that we didn't get it done in state, but that was the first time we'd beaten St. X in like 5 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was really cool, and we did it on their field, which made it even better. So So yeah, probably beating St. X.
So what would you say your favorite turning moment was, excluding lacrosse?
I would definitely say senior retreat. I would recommend senior retreat to literally anybody that goes to Trinity. A lot of guys are like kind of skeptical of it going in because like you hear things and then also like you ask about things and people don't really like tell you what it's about and it's like you don't really know what to expect, but it was awesome. It just like I don't want to give too much away about it, but like just yeah. it just makes you a lot closer with people that you didn't really expect to like be friends with.
So how would you say from your freshman year to your senior year, how would you say Trinity really like made a brotherhood with like guys you didn't know going in and then you being able to meet new guys and just form like that brotherhood?
I would say it's stuff like advising, like getting to meet older guys, definitely. Like a lot of guys freshman year coming in are really nervous. Like I know I was pretty nervous for, like I had a lot of friends coming into freshman year, but still like it's just a new environment and you don't really know fully what to expect. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, having that advising and being able to, like, talk with older guys and then also the house system and playing sports, it just, I mean, you're around those guys, like, from, I mean, it, like, I know football freshman year, I was at school from, like, 8 in the morning to 8 at night every day because of, like, lifting and all that. So, yeah. I mean, when you're with those guys, like, all day, every day, you, like, you're going to get close to them no matter what.
Mm-hmm. So, for, you know, people out there that, like, are deciding high schools, like, where to go, because like, there's a bunch of good options in, like, Louisville area. Why Trinity? Why, like, what would you say to push them over the edge to go to Trinity?
I would just bring it back to that brotherhood. Like, yeah, I shadowed St. X. St. X is a great school. I would definitely, like, not just, like, be narrow-minded about one school is some mm-hmm. advice I would give. Like, give other schools options. But, yeah, Trinity, like, they really just set you up to, like, have success. The teachers want to see you do good. Like, I know at other schools you may ask to see a teacher and they might just, like, blow you off or whatever. And then, but at Trinity, like, they actually want to help you out. So
yeah, definitely.
Like, and they'll, like, reach out if they, you know, want to help you.
So, you know, you got a State Farm job. You're at State Farm right now.
Yep.
How would you say, like, working a job has, like, improved you, like, socially, or, like, being able to, like, talk to people?
Well, pretty much all I do at State Farm is just give cold calls to people, so I kind of have to be, like, good at talking to people, like, if I'm going to try to get their business, so that has definitely, like, helped me in that aspect, just being able to, like, I don't know, like, have a good conversation with people and, like, try to get them to buy whatever you're selling.
And so, like, last question for you. How would you say, like, so you know your dad, Carrie, obviously, like, a huge Trinity fan, like, still, like, even at his age, he's always at the Trinity events, football games even. How would you say he really helped you fit in at Trinity, like, with him being there, like, a lot?
Well, he definitely gave me, like, some really good advice going into Trinity. Like, he went there in the 90s, so it was a little bit different, obviously, but like, still, Trinity, even though it's changed over the years, like, the basic values of the school are still the same.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he gave me just, like, some really good advice, you know, just be polite, you know, try to take everything in and just take it slow, because it really does go by fast.
Like, the fact is, like, I'm going in a junior year right now, like,
oh yeah,
I remember freshman year, like...
No, yeah, same. Like, I remember freshman, like fall of freshman year, like, it was, like, a year ago.
Yeah, like, I remember moments in class that just happened in freshman year, like, it was yesterday, but then it's, like, you have two more years of it.
I know, it's crazy. I would just, you just gotta, like, take it slow, because, you know, it goes by way too fast.
Yeah. So now we're gonna turn it over to Mr. Kretzinger.
Yes, sir.
So, okay, so, obviously, you know, one of the best defensive middies in the state for lacrosse. So, why did you choose not to play college lacrosse? Was it because schools didn't offer you, or is it because you thought you were burned out and you just wanted to go to college and get, like, the full college experience as a student?
So, my experience, like, freshman, sophomore, and, like, most of junior year, I was kind of just sat and going to a big, like, SEC school and have fun and stuff. And it was kind of like summer going into senior year. I started getting contacted by like schools like Center and Aurora, like Jack mentioned, and I took a visit to Center, and I was actually kind of debating between there and Kentucky pretty heavily, but I just decided I think a bigger school is probably better for me, and I mean, Center's a great school.
Yeah.
Academics had set me up great in the future, but I just felt like Kentucky was a better fit for me. And lacrosse-wise, like, I love lacrosse, but I don't know if I could, like, I don't know if I love it enough to go play four more years.
Yeah. Especially, like a lower level school, because, like, if you're going to, like, a high-end, like,
yeah.
D1 school, it's going to be, like, a lot different of a...
Yeah.
So, but why Kentucky? So, like, you know, there's a lot of different schools you could have picked, like, even some more SEC schools, like, that you could have picked, but, like, why Kentucky?
Well, for one, it's close to home. I didn't want to go too far. I was looking at, like, schools like Auburn and South Carolina, but kind of like Jack said, I didn't want to be, like, 8 hours away from home, really. And at Kentucky, like, my brother goes there. I know a bunch of his friends and a ton of my friends are going there. So, like, I'll be getting new experiences, but I also have somewhat of a home feel to it.
Yeah. So, what are you looking forward most to at going into Kentucky? Like, you know, as a freshman, your brother's obviously, he's been there, so he knows, like, what's up at Kentucky. So, like, what are your goals? Like, what are you looking most forward to going to Kentucky?
I'm really looking forward to rushing this fall and finding a fraternity that suits me and, like, pledging and stuff and joining that. And then also just meeting a ton of new people, like, from everywhere around the world. Like, some of my brother's best friends are just, like, he's a really good friend from Michigan and whatnot. So,
yeah.
I'm just excited to meet new people and have new experiences.
Yeah. So, what would you say your favorite tourney moment was? Like, this your favorite lacrosse tourney moment?
A lacrosse fraternity, like Jack said, beating St. X in the regular season this year was, I mean, great. Like, it's kind of hard to top that. But going to UNC camp, we only got to do that 1 year going into senior year
because
of COVID. And that really, that was good. I feel like it really just helped our team bond.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of built a bond that I didn't feel like we had in years past. And I think that really helped, like, kind of set us up for the season.
Mm-hmm. So, obviously, you know, you were went to North Oldham or, like, or in that area your whole life.
Yes.
So, like, you were obviously really close there. And I know you have some friends there you still keep in touch with now. So, like, why go to Trinity when, you know, you have all those connections in North Oldham? Like, you can just stay there and you'd fit in right away. It's like, why Trinity for you? Like, why did you choose to go to Trinity?
Honestly, going to Trinity is pretty tough because I'm new. Like, there's only, I think, one or two other kids in my class that went to Trinity from North. But the main thing was kind of, well, one, academics, like, it's a kind of a higher step up. And, like, I feel like when people, like, see your resume and see that you went to Trinity in the future, it's kind of like a, like, it kind of stands out more. And athletics-wise, in the sports I played, Trinity had a lot of success in, and I was just looking to have a lot of success in high school athletics.
Yeah. So what would you say your favorite Trinity moment was? Like, as, like school-wise, or like it could be a football game or something like that?
School, I mean, senior retreat is something special that, like, you only can experience once in your life. And,
yeah.
That definitely, like, stood out to me, and, like, you meet, or you don't meet a bunch of new people, but, like, you come close with a bunch of people, like, that you really never spoke to in the past, like, 4 years of high school. And then also, like, from an athletic standpoint, like, going to the football game at Mayo, I believe it was our freshman year, it was a packed house, like, it was crazy. And then also, senior year this year, playing St. X in basketball, like, those are just fun events to be a part of, and, like, go cheer on your brothers. And
yeah. So, what would you say your favorite career game at Trinity was as a fan and as a lacrosse player?
As a lacrosse player, probably St. X this year, like I said, but, like, also my freshman, sophomore, and junior year, we played, like, a school called Culver Military Academy. They're, like, top five school in the nation. It's just, like, such a neat experience to play a team like that. Like, we got killed, but it was still just, like, just doing stuff like that. Like, you don't really get the opportunity to do that at a lot of other schools. And then, like, as a fan, probably that male football game my freshman year, because, like, it was, like, sold out. Like, our student section got, like, on max preps because we were, like, going crazy.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
Mm-hmm. So... So now we're actually going to flip it so you guys can ask me some questions on, like, what you guys think I should know about Trinity. You want to go first?
All right, yeah. I'll try to think of one. Let's see. So, yeah, your brother is going to be a freshman.
Yep.
And he's going to be on the basketball team. So, how do you think that's going to, like, how do you think that's going to play out with you being a manager and him being, like if he continues to play basketball because he's a soccer player, mm-hmm. of course. But, like, let's say he decides to play basketball 4 years, like, and you're the manager. How do you think, like, do you think that'd be fun or no?
Yeah, I think...
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
It'd be fun because, like, I feel like seeing him play basketball, I know how he likes to play, and like what he, it's like at Anchorage, he's always been the best player. Like, it's been him and then everyone else.
Yeah.
So I feel like him kind of coming in, like, and we've talked about this, like him coming into a new team where it's like you got the players from every, like the best eighth grade players from like all the schools around on one team. So it's like you're not just going to be the top dog automatically. Like, yeah. At Trinity, you're going to have to, like, fight for it. Like, the biggest thing I'd say out in Trinity is nothing's given to you. Like, they don't really care, like, how talented you are. If it's, like, if you're talented but you don't have, like, the work ethic, you're not going to play much.
For sure.
So, basically, I think, like, he definitely has a chance in both sports to, like, go a long way. But it's really just how much work and effort he wants to put into both of them. Because, like, you know, he could half-ass both of them and then not end up going anywhere.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I know that I've seen, like, a ton of guys at Trinity in football, especially just because I played for 2 years, but also in other sports that, like, they'll come in freshman year and, like, they'll be so talented and so good, but they just don't give a shit. So,
yeah.
Like, and then they just, like, they end up quitting or they end up transferring because they don't get playing time, and it's just, like, it kind of sucks because, like, it's, like, those kids that if they really wanted it, like, they could, like, definitely play D1.
Yeah. It was, like, I feel like one of my moments for that was, like, I know it wasn't, I wasn't a part of this team or on it, but there was, like, you know, stories going around about the freshman football team, like, my class, they were having some issues because, like, you know, they're freshmen. They're, like, they hadn't won a game yet. Mm-hmm. They were having some issues. And so, like, the seniors, like, I came down to talk to them because, like, about, like, how it's like to be an actual team. Because, like, freshman year, when you throw just a bunch of... You're throwing a bunch of guys together that have really never played with each other before.
Right.
So, like, you know, you'll obviously have some chemistry issues there. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it was actually a wake-up call for them that, hey, either you're going to be a team or you're not going to be able to play much longer here. Because, like,
yeah.
Trinity is a school, they're not going to put up with it. Like, either you go out and perform and have a good attitude, or else they'll bench you because
yeah.
they have other guys. Trinity has so many guys that they could just throw in somewhere.
Yeah, like they really don't care. It's like the same with school too. Like there's like a lot of kids that come in freshman year and they just do like wild ass shit in class. And,
yeah.
And like Trinity just like they don't care if like you're you know doing that crap. Like they're just gonna they're like all right like if you're not gonna like try here then you can just go somewhere.
Like
we don't need you.
Yeah, like they're not gonna keep you around if you aren't like.
Yeah, it's like they want you there and they want you
yeah.
to do good there. But it's like if you're not like trying or like if you're just like taking it as a joke, then like they're more than happy to just be like, yeah, you can go.
Because like Trinity is like they'll give you leeway, but it's like then when you try and just start pushing it, like pushing your boundaries more there, that's when they'll just start to like push down on you more.
Oh, yeah. No, like, definitely, like, yeah. It's not like it's, like, a, no, like a, you know, like...
No fun zone.
Yeah,
something.
It's not like a no fun zone. Like, they give you a ton of leeway, and, like, they try to work with you and stuff. And, like, you'll definitely get, like, a ton of warnings before you actually, like, get in trouble. But, yeah, that's one thing I did like about Trinity. Like, I know that talking to my friends at St. X, like, a lot of the times, like, they would tell me that they got jugs for, like... stuff at Trinity that they just, like, wouldn't really care about. Like, Like, if they saw your phone, I heard people say that they got jokes for just, like, teachers just, like, seeing their phone, like,
at Trinity?
Like, seeing their phone. No, at St. X.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, at Trinity, like, they're, like, obviously in the last couple of years, they've started
cracking
caring
down
more about phones and stuff, but it's not like they're gonna, like, give you, I mean, maybe a couple teachers, but it's not like they're gonna give you a jug for just seeing it.
Yeah, but it's, like, cause like, St. X, like, they're, again, great school. I almost went there if it wasn't
yeah.
for Trinity, like, being there. If it was, if Trinity was an option, I was going to St. X.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I know, like, they have, like, the whole hair policy where it's, like, if your hair is, like, over a certain length, then they'll jug you. But, yeah. So, Clay, you got any questions?
Yeah. So, this is your first year as being a lacrosse manager.
Mm-hmm.
You've obviously been a basketball manager
yeah.
for the past
mm-hmm.
two. What made you want to come out and
yeah.
us out this year?
So, it actually kind of relates to basketball in a way. So, basically, it was after that 7th region game, we lost to Mail. Like, I was crushed after that. Because, like, seeing how hard those guys work, like, for that moment to get there, and then, like, that's how you lose, like, that's how you go out, like, that sucks. And then it's like, because then, like, you know, Noah McQuillan, Logan, Maverick, Sam, like, all my boys, like, they were like, hey, you should come out and do this. Because, like, you know, shout out to, like, Charlie Flynn and Ad-Rock, like, they were both great, but, like, because I know, like, but neither of them could, like, film, and so, like, and they knew I had, and Mr. Schultz, too, like, they knew I had experience, like, filming, and so I knew, like, okay, I can come in and do this, and be a part of a new team, like, a new environment, and try and help win a state championship where I couldn't do it in this sport. So that was kind of, like, the mindset, because, like, they had tried to sell me out for a while, like, during basketball season, so I kind of just, like, blew it off a little bit.
Yeah.
But then it was, like, after basketball, like, I really gave it hard thoughts. Like, I wasn't doing anything after basketball. Like, I'm kind of just going home every day. And so, like, the reason I chose to join the cross, because, like, I had only heard good things, like, from about Pete and, like, all that stuff. And, like, I will say, though, because, like, the lacrosse and basketball, they're different in ways, but they're also similar in ways.
Because,
like, Pete and Zabo obviously had different coaching styles. So, like, but it was nice to be able to be with a new team. I mean, obviously, like, we had our ups, which, like, you know, beating NBA, beating South Oldham, and beating St. X all in, like, the span of, like, a week.
Yeah.
But then it's, like, you know, you obviously didn't get it done at the very end, which obviously sucked. But I would say it was definitely a lot of fun. Like, I feel like the lacrosse team I was more interactive with outside of, like, just the lacrosse team. Like, because,
yeah,
like, basketball was kind of like, you know, you got basketball and then you gotta go home. And, like, but then, like, with the lacrosse team, it's like, you know, you might go hang out with, like, people. Like, I felt, like, more inclusive outside of lacrosse,
yeah,
is what I would say. But, yeah, lacrosse was definitely really fun, though. Any other questions?
Yeah. You plan on being a double manager for the rest of your Trinity career?
So I know I'm definitely going to do it this year. And so, like, probably, I think basketball is a given. I think I'm definitely going to stick with that all 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And then I feel like depending on just how this year goes for the cross, if I like it how I did like it last year, I'll definitely keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's only going to be a year-by-year thing. But, yeah, next year I'm definitely doing lacrosse. Yeah.
Good, yeah. Try to get you a ring or two.
Yeah. Because, like,
yeah,
we definitely have the talent on this next year's team.
I mean, you think about it, let's see. Like, next year, I think we definitely got it.
And then
the year after that, let's see. Well, the year after that.
Yeah, this class that's
going to Logan and Sam and Halston and all them are going to be seniors.
Yeah, the class of your class that's going to be a junior this year, they're stacked.
Yeah, the 25 class is really good. But, like, yeah, we should definitely win it this year. Like, you know, like, we had DeGrande still. Like, that's big. Like, we've had him, like, all these years.
And even when DeGrande leaves the following year, you have Wickle, who's going to be a senior goalie and, like,
he'll know what he's doing.
And, like, Wickle could have been a starting goalie on almost any other team in the state.
Definitely.
If not, like, just the Midwest, even.
Yeah.
Like, we had three goalies.
The depth of goalie we had was crazy.
We had three goalies that were easily, like, top seven, top six in the state.
Yeah. But, like,
But, you know, I mean, it's just tough because goalie's just, like, it's just that one guy. You can't put three goalies in.
It's like, lacrosse, it's so hard to be a lacrosse. I feel like it's not a hockey goalie. It's like you have your stick and then that's it.
Yeah, they're kind of like,
it's like
goalies kind of have like a couple screws loose. Like it's kind of like, I always say it's like playing paintball without a gun.
Basically, yeah.
Like you're just getting like a rubber ball just whipped at you.
Exactly. It's like,
and you just have to stand in front of it.
Because like they have to rely so much on their defense because like it's so hard to be able to move like move that fast to be able to like stop a shot. Cause, like
I mean, there's some good, like you got to think like you never really you never really blame a goalie for a game unless he played real bad.
Yeah, like,
and then also, I mean, actually, this isn't true because our goalie still had to run, and it's probably the same for other teams too. But
yeah,
like I don't know, definitely our face-off guys like Canton and Brantle, they would just like sit off the side and face off like all practice.
Yeah, like having Brantle as a back, like because like he is more than capable of coming in and winning a face-off like when you need it.
Yeah,
because like, you know, he might not look like the part like Canton does, but you know he can.
Also, like when Canton leaves and he's a senior, he's also going to be like, we'll have gone against Canton in practice.
Oh yeah, like that definitely.
For 3 years,
like
so that'll definitely. I mean, I've like he's already gotten a lot better, even
like
from
just,
when he was a freshman.
Yeah, like taking the reps against like a D1 player like Canton is just taking those reps constantly.
Yeah.
Against someone like that good at face-offs.
I know. Yeah, it's definitely good for them.
And they work a ton outside of the season together. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like I definitely think like with the team we have this year, we'll definitely be short at defensive midi D. We'll definitely be our like weak spot this year. It's like we'll have to like rotate a lot of players in at that spot. But, like
you can like D midi is one of those positions though where. It's not like attack where, like, you just have to be good at offense, a good shooter, a good passer, like, good off ball. D-Midi is really just about, like, hustle and, like...
You just gotta be an... Like, if you're...
You just gotta be a dog.
If you're a decent athlete and, like, have, like, a little bit of toughness to you, like, you're...
Yeah, like, I think you guys will be fine. Like, you put... Whistle's a good offense player, but I think he could be a good two-way player.
Definitely.
Like, and probably an emphasis... I'd say put a emphasis on Whistle playing defense because... Just because the offense is going to be so stacked.
Oh, yeah, like Hollis or Ryan.
And then,
like,
yeah.
The way Ryan came on this year.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be.
And then, like, McQuillan, like, Ryan and
Logan,
they can all go both ways.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're all athletic enough. And, like.
And, yeah, like, Huck's there, too, still. Like,
yeah. It's just depth. Like, I'm trying to think. I mean, there's definitely going to be, like, some athlete, like, some kids that come up to varsity next year that were on JV last year that are athletes, like, where you can make them. Into D-Middies.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's...
It's like, you know, we'll have Sam and Maverick back on defense and like...
Sam Neff,
Tambo, like... So we should be fine back there and like... It gets August. Season starts in March. But like... But the one thing I would say that I did not like about the lacrosse was the scheduling. Because I feel like we played all our elite opponents early in the year, like before spring break.
Yeah.
Because then, like, it felt like... Every game at the very end was like one of those running clock games, like every time. So I feel
it's kind of difficult because I feel like teams don't want to, like, especially from out of state when you know the competition's going to take a step up. Some teams don't want to schedule games late into the year where they can risk getting their players injured for the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I get it like that, but also, yeah, I think we did a little bit better job of it this past year than we did when we were juniors. Like, when we were juniors, we had 23 games. Like, we would be playing 3 to 4 games a week, and at the second half of the season, it was 3 to 4 games a week against, like, DeSales and, like, teams that you know that you're going to beat by 19, like, 0 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Like, after spring break and the first few rounds of, like, districts and playoffs and stuff, it's kind of just, like, tough to, like, stay in, like,
competitive
mindset and stuff, because, like, no offense, like, these schools, but you're just going against, like, some lesser schools. And, like, it's kind of easy to get lackadaisical and, like, kind of lose, like...
Yeah, definitely. Well, because, like, you know, you have NBA, you got North Old, you got South Oldham, and you got St. X all in that 1 week. You know you're going to be locked in for all those games because, like, those are the best teams, like, is South and St. X are the two best, like, two of the three best teams in the state along with us.
Yeah.
So, like, you know you're going to be locked in for those games because, like, you... know how much meaning they have.
It's important to, like, for us, I think we did a really good job of staying focused for the big games before spring break. I think after spring break, we kind of took, like, a little bit dip off. Like, we came right off spring break, and we played Carmel, and we, like, shit the bed. We didn't play terrible.
We played a good first half. Like, we were like,
and then we just didn't score in the second.
Like, I think we went to the half down one, and we just couldn't do a thing. We couldn't get the ball.
Yeah, we couldn't.
And then we go on the road again, and I thought we played really well against Upper Arlington.
Yeah.
But it just did. Like, there was just a couple of things that just didn't go our way.
Yeah.
They're probably the second best team we played out in WR.
They were really good, and I thought there was times in that game where we looked really good.
Yeah, like, especially first half. We went to half, like, tied, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they ended up losing in the semifinals to Cincy St. X, who ended up beating them again. But they were, I mean, I'm pretty sure they were supposed to beat Cincy St. X, but Cincy St. X was good. I think that after St. X beat Cincy St. X at their place, it kind of, like, turned a tide in their season, because before that they were just, I don't know,
yeah,
like they weren't playing, like, they weren't playing as good as how good they actually were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, after that game I think they just got confidence, and yeah, they went on a roll from
it's
there.
Like, I really feel like Kentucky lacrosse, once it becomes an actual sanctioned sport, which is gonna be next year,
mm-hmm.
it's really gonna take, I feel like a lot more kids will actually start playing lacrosse. And like,
oh, yeah.
Like, the thing is about lacrosse, if you're athletic enough and you have enough hand-eye coordination, you could play.
I mean, yeah, there's teams, like, every year there's more and more teams that have a lacrosse team. And, I mean, yeah, it's just a matter of time before, like, Kentucky lacrosse
takes off.
Yeah, because, I mean, right now there's a couple really, like you said, Trinity, St. X, and South. Like, those three teams in Louisville can compete with, like, almost anybody in the Midwest.
Yeah.
But, like, besides that, like, there's a couple decent Lexington teams.
I'm like, well, we beat Lexington Catholic.
Like, Eastern is pretty decent some years.
Yeah.
Like, we
can't. Like, no knock on Lexington Catholic, but, like, they think, like Lexington teams always think they're, like, always going to be really good, then they, like, come play local teams, and it's, like,
well,
such,
like,
a big
yeah, game. Right now you have, like, the two different, like, divisions, where it's, like, you have, like, Lexington and Bowling Green teams, so, like, that's your tournament,
yeah.
And then you got, like, the Louisville side, where it's like, that's your turn.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably going to be lopsided for a couple years, just because, like, things can't just change that quickly. But I think over time, you'll start to, like, you give it, like, 15 years.
I think
you'll start to see it, like, kind of balance out across the state. And, like, there will be teams. It's just lacrosse getting bigger. It draws more kids that want to play, and then draws better coaching the bigger the game gets. And, like, it's just, like, a matter of time before there starts to be, like, some really good teams in Kentucky.
Yeah, because, like, you can definitely see, like, teams really, like, have, like, one, like, a lot of teams have, like, one, like, really solid player on their team, but then it's, like, the rest of their team is just, like...
Yeah, and I kind of wish that we had it sanctioned when we played, because I know that, like, that would just be so much more fun to play, like, a big tournament with,
like an actual...
Like, with,
yeah.
like, 32 teams, like, that'd be awesome, and
yeah.
you know that you're going to play more than, like, just two, like, decent, like, or, like, two good teams, you know, that
yeah,
you're going to actually have,
like,
some teams that, you know, like, you're going to have to try against.
And I really think that, like, I feel like the KHSAA just needs to do, like, in, like, the lacrosse committee, like, as well, everyone just needs to do away with the random draw, because I think it's really just stupid how it's, like, we should never have played St. X in the first round of that game. Like, that was the two best teams in the state, like, by far, like...
Oh, yeah, you mean in the semifinals?
Yeah, like,
yeah.
We never should have had to play them, like,
yeah.
in the second round.
That's true, but it's also, like, we're going to have to play them either way, so it's, like...
Yeah.
I didn't really care at the
time.
I know that there was, like, a lot of guys that were kind of saying, like, oh, I wish we could have played them in state, but, I mean, for me, it was just, like, you know,
yeah.
we're going to play them on our field either way.
We're going to have to beat them to win, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
I didn't foresee South beating St. X in the semifinals. I mean, I don't know. I watched their first game, and it was really, really close. South played really good. But, like, yeah, after that Cincy St. X game,
yes.
St. X's offense kind of just, like,
yeah, St. X kind of kicked into gear and, like, actually played to their potential for the rest
yeah.
of the season.
Yeah. Because, like, that The first time we played them, like, we just laid it on them.
We kicked their ass.
We really did. Like, it just, it did not look like a San Jose lacrosse that just won a state championship the past year.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like a different team. Like, it's like, I was expecting, like, a hard-fought game from, like, start to finish. Which, like, it was. But, I mean, like, they didn't score a goal in the whole third quarter.
Yeah. I think, well, also keep in mind, we did, that was probably
the best game
that
of
That might
lacrosse.
Have been the best game that we played, like, while I was at Trinity.
Yeah, definitely.
As a team. And we came into that game, like, super focused just because, like, you know, we knew it was on the line and we were going into spring break after that, so we were kind of like, all right, let's just give it all out. And then, like, we go into spring break, we're off a week, we go to Punta Canada, relax.
Yeah.
In quotations. but then, you know, and but, like, yeah, I think that's kind of, I mean, they definitely didn't play very good, but that was, like, that was our best game that we could have played, probably.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because, like, I will say, in the second game against NX, I felt like there was, the energy just didn't seem like it was there like it was that first game in a way.
Yeah.
I felt like we were too serious going into that second game, in my opinion. Because, like, I feel like, obviously you gotta be locked in.
Yeah.
But I feel like we were just so tight and, like,
yeah,
knowing that how close of a game it was gonna be and not want to losing to them a second.
Well, yeah. Also, we just, I mean,
we looked,
got punched in the mouth. Like, credit to them. They were, like, really, like, energized
coming out.
Well,
and we,
like,
were just,
yeah,
like, we were just, like, kind of flat coming out, honestly.
Yeah,
definitely.
Like, I feel like we were, like, kind of too locked in on the expectation, not just, like, playing loose and stuff, and it kind of...
Yeah, like, if we... I feel like if we were, like, more... Because, like, that first game, like, we were locked in, we were loose, we were energetic.
Yeah.
And then
and it's also, like, you know, they beat us 5 years in a row, so they had everything to lose. Like, they were number one.
Yes.
Like, they had everything to lose. And, like, because, like, people expected us to lose because, like, by now it's almost just become, like, the norm.
It's
like after you lose for 5 years.
It's like 90s. It's like 90s Bulls. Like, you expect them to just, like...
Or, yeah. Yeah. Or it's, like, sometimes, like, how the Trinity... Or, like, how the Kentucky-Louisville football rivalry is. Like, for a couple years, one team's going to be a lot better than the other team. And for the other couple years, the other,
yeah,
team's going to, like, take over. But...
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, credit to them. They, in the second game, like...
They just played a lot better than us.
Yeah.
Like, they really did. Like,
yeah,
like, we kind of, like, we had spurts where we were, like, we would keep it close. And I feel like Coach Carp plays it like this. It's not an emergency unless you make it an emergency. But it's, like, we kind of made it an emergency. Like,
yeah,
it was, like,
and we already beat them. We were number one in the state. Like, they weren't playing good. So, I mean, at that point, I think everyone was looking at us as, like, definitely the favorite for state.
Definitely.
So, by that point, though, by the time we played the second game, it's almost like we had everything to lose.
Yeah.
So, like, the, like, script kind of flipped, and then, you know.
Oh, so where's the bathroom at? Where's the bathroom?
Because I feel like the way we, like, we definitely could have beaten that second game if we just kind of took it in a different direction. Like, think, I feel like if we had the mindset where it's, like, if we don't think we're going to lose, we won't lose. Because I feel like we kind of put it all on ourselves, like you said. Like, we have everything to lose this game. We're number one.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, when you put too much on yourself, it doesn't help you. Time just pushes you down more.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Like, yeah. I think everyone was also just too focused on just, like, trying to play really good. We
yeah,
weren't just, like, letting the game come to us.
It's like, if you try and play too perfect, it just won't,
yeah,
play perfect.
Right, yeah.
Okay, well, I think that's going to wrap up this episode of the Uncensored Podcast.
Clay, you got any more questions?
Anything else?
Not really, no.
Okay.
I was going to ask, both your parents are big State Farm agents.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, have you given any thought to,
okay,
what you're going to do after high school,
so, I mean,
or maybe after college?
You're
so
interviewing two State Farm employees right now.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a pretty big deal.
I mean,
yeah. So, like, I mean, I'm obviously going to give it, like, some thought, because, like, knowing, like, what they, like, because, like, my mom's, like, her dad was started the agency, then she took over.
Yeah.
Then, like, her dad got my dad into State Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, always knowing, like, the success they've had with it. But then it's, like, so I'm always going to give it thought, but I really would like to do something with sports, whether it's, like, you know, commentating or, like, just
yeah,
continue to manage at, like, higher level. Like, but I'll definitely give it a thought.
Yeah.
Because I definitely think it, like, it could be good, but like
it's definitely a good thing to fall back on.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay, well, I think that's going to wrap up this episode of the Uncensored Podcast. I'm Carter Haas.
I'm Clay Kretzinger. I just want to give Carter thanks for having us on.
Jack McKiernan signing out. Thanks to my boy Choss for having us.
Thank you for listening.